And if people were getting married, what would they have at the wedding breakfast? Would they have a big dinner?
No, because it would be go to the church and come home. There was no honeymoon.
Right, and there was no hotel or anything they went to?
Oh, the hotel, they could pay for nothing, the creatures, nothing. No, not at all, home, and you might have your few friends and maybe a neighbour or two in.
Right.
And sure, I can't recall, you know, I suppose they do up the table as nice as they could, a nice white tablecloth and they'd have serviettes and that kind of thing. And
it'd be a bit like the stations, maybe?
A bit like the stations, yes.
And would you have good dishes? Like if the priest was coming, you'd give him the good mug or something, would you?
Yes, there was a row, I can remember the dresser, there was a row of jugs along on the bottom. And they were absolutely, I don't know where they ever went, but they were lovely, lovely.
And were you allowed to touch them?
They'd be that size of a joke.
And were they for visitors or for
Oh,
for
they
special
were for
occasions?
Visitors. Yeah. Visitors, you never, you know, a cup. Did we often had a cup without the handle, it'd break, I understand. They mightn't have enough, you'd have to keep that till we get another one.
Yeah. And the priest and the visitors would get the good, the special
priest
food?
The priest would get the best cup or mug and a boiled egg. That's what it was that time. And he'd be at the head of the table then, and my father, God rest him, he'd be next. And all the neighbouring men would get the breakfast first.
Right.
And
the women
would get a cup of tea while they'd be waiting, and they'd be chatting away in the kitchen.
Right. Yeah. And if the priest went home after that, would you have a glass of whiskey, or would there be stout or anything?
We had nothing like that. You couldn't afford anything like that. Yeah. You know, maybe the better off people might have it,
maybe,
but I don't know.
Yeah, the cup of tea was nice to get.
Because we didn't drink, and I still don't drink today. And my mother never drank. My father took a pint, but there was never drink in the house.
There wasn't a lot.
No, they couldn't afford it anyway.
Yeah.
No.
Bit of whiskey or brandy maybe in a Christmas cake or something, would you?
Yes, you'd have a bit of what we used to call Courtney cake.
Yes.
You know, you'd have plenty of what I used to always like about the tarts, when they'd make the apple tart, to be the pastry would be made with the full cream.
Oh, very nice.
And when my mother saw me making a tart and putting in margarine,
she wasn't impressed.
What are you putting in the cake? Oh, she said, no, get cream, buy cream.
Right.
Then she'd have a big cup of cream and she'd put that into the pastry and a little pinch of sugar. And it used to be beautiful, the pastry. Yeah.